Goat, if you goat.
Start your day to ring up by Yossi Kerman, Erev Shavuos. 45. You can go a bit easier.
You alright? Okay. Morning, my Rabbi Tzai. During the course of the history of the world, there have been many drushes, speeches, which have shaped the course of history, changed the course of history. Drushes which are top of governments, started wars, finished wars, a huge shinuim. And nothing comes close to the two words which actually saved the world. Two words, which because of them we are here today. And this, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shavuos, Tovshin Peva. What are those two words? Obviously, Nasim and Ishma. More so, because I'll say, they said in the pasuk, "Bayom Hashishi." Yom Hashishi. We start Kiddush with Yom Hashishi. What a hey! Doesn't say Yom Hachamishi. Doesn't say Yom Arvi. What's Yom Hashishi? Hashishi says Chazal. Says Chazal. Tonight, this night, for this baruch of Meisav Bereishis. The baruch made a condition. Meisav Bereishis. Into Kabbalah Yisrael of HaTorah. When? In 2,500 years' time, almost in the year 2448. Then the world has a kiyum. Can exist. God's world is going back to what is nothingness. Never says Yom Hashishi, it refers to the sixth day of Sivan. Tomorrow. To the sixth day of Sivan is the crucial day upon which the whole existence of the world depends. And that's basically wrong. If they say the magic words Nasa and Ishma, is good. If not, the world's finished. So we all our whole existence with these words. I must add that Shlenka's villa, Danish Rebbe once turned on Shavuos to his Talmud, very rough, and he said to him, they're asking Shemayim now, do you want the Torah? See Nasim and Ishma. He said, we've got to see Nasim and Ishma because we're being asked now, this year. So Nasim and Ishma is not only then, every year, you have to accept the Torah. So the question I want to ask to begin with is, that Chazal say about this Nasim and Ishma, about this, these words, Nasim and Ishma, Chazal say, Om Rabbi Lozor, Gemara on Shabbos Pei Chesem Dalek. Beshor she'ektimu Yisroel Nasir Nishma, Yotza Basko ve'omor lehen, Megila lebonai rozeh. Who revealed this secret to my children? So Malachi HaShorosh Mishtamshim. Who revealed the secret? Wow. Secret Nasir Nishma. I mean, we said, okay, we'll take the Torah. What's the big secret here we're talking about? This roz. Malachi HaShorosh. Where do we see this in the Apostle? Because the Apostle said, in Tehillim, Kuf Gimel, Baruch Hashem Malachov, bless Hashem Malachim, Givorei Koyach, those who are mighty strength, Oiz Sei Devorah, they fulfill his word, Lishmoya, to listen to Kol Devorah, Oiz Sei, and then Shemoya. It should be the other way around. First you listen, then you do. It says, Oiz Sei Devorah, so Malachim. Malachim have this, they do Naseh before Nishma. So where the Kol Yisrael know the secret from of Naseh and Nishma? It's a heavenly, the angels use this. Where does it come from, the secret? So the question is, what's the big secret? That's the purpose of today's Shiur Mishnah. I'm saying, what is the secret of Nasa and Mishma? If you want to do it, fine, I'll do it. The secret here, this was revealed in those times, it's a secret which ensured the revived survival of the world, yeah? So it's not something big was achieved here, but what's the secret? What's the secret? Question number one. Question number two, they were looking at the end of the Gemara, the famous story where the Rava was sitting and was scratching his finger and the blood was coming out, yeah? And this stoiki, this mean, said to him, oh, you people, you're saying that you always were. You don't think what you're doing. You act without thinking. Yeah? You should have first said Nishma and then Naseh. You people act without thinking. So what did Rava say? Rava said, no. Anan, we, the Saginon Vishnei Musa, we go with Tumimus, we've got Bitochim. Tumas Yushorim Tanchem, a Pasuk. We went to Dakarish Baruch with Bitochim, relied on him. Well, we just said before, it's a big secret. So now we're saying simply Bitochim, right? Talking about that. So what's the big secret now? How do these two things fit together? Thirdly, the Gemara says, a moshel. Om Rabbi Chamor Rabbi Chanina. Ketapuach batzeiyah. Pasuk Mishir Ashir. We compare it to a tapuach, which Tosfos says means an esrog, not the apple esrog. Lomo nimshel Yisrael letapuach. Why do we compare it to esrog? But just like an esrog, the fruit come before the leaves. Because esrog is there the whole year. It's dormant. The fruit is there, even still there before next year's leaves. Nishma. So we're looking for something where the order is wrong. Why did they pick such an obscure, interesting case of an esdug, which is a rare type of fruit? Why did you say, just like Zriya comes before Harisha, the sowing comes before the plowing, or face the baking comes before the eating? Al Klal Yisrael, what's the comparison here to an esdug where the leaves come, the fruit comes before the leaves? What's the point in this motion? So to explain the secret, I mean, that hopefully we'll understand is what Chazal are telling us here, is what's this secret? Now, the Medrash of Vayikra says this pasuk, Baruch Hashem, Malocha, Gibberika, Oshad Baruch Shmoy, called the Baruch, talk about Nasim Nishma, yeah, Nasim Nishma, it's the Malochim, as we said, and who knows what the third thing is? The third thing, but we always apply this pasuk to Shomer Shmita. Shomer Shmita, yeah, you know, when it comes the time for the campaign, the Shias campaign, we always got the big tetlach. Yeah, oh, said, well, Shmuel called the Baruch. Why specialize Shmita? What's Shmita connect especially to this pasuk? We've got three things here: Balochim, Nasir Nishma, and Shmita. What's the common connection? What's the common denominator? Does it Chazal tell us in Zohar Kodesh, famous Zohar Kodesh? Istachel b'raisa u'bar alma. The Shmuel looked into the Torah and he created the world. Looked at the Torah, created the world. Now, the Torah is created long before the world, 974 generations before the world. Why did Shmuel need to look at the Torah? Very nice, the Torah is the Torah. Shmuel wanted to create the world, and he did. Why was it necessary to look into the Torah to create the world? So to speak, as to use the Torah as a blueprint for the world, and accordingly to make the world. So the answer is the famous, the first Rashi of the Torah. Rashi says the word Bereshis. What does Bereshis mean? It does not mean in the beginning, because it's the wrong word. Can't say the Torah wrong. Should have said Barishoina. It's the wrong word in Russian Kodesh. What's Bereshis? So Chazal say Bereshis means Bishvil, because of Bereshis. Who's Bereshis? Bishvil have Torah Shnikra Bereshis. Bishvil Yisrael Shnikra Bereshis. So the tachlis and the purpose of the world was that Klal Yisrael should be able to keep the Torah. That's why the world was created, and all the billions of people and of animals and insects and creatures and the whole world and everything that's ever happened during the world, there is one single purpose. To be a Klal Yisrael, we should keep the Torah. That's why there was a purpose, the tachlis of the world. That's the tachlis of the world. Yeah? So, it comes out, very simple, that if the world was created for Torah, the blueprint of the world was the Torah. When an architect makes a blueprint, so it depends what the tachlis is. Are you building a private house? Or are you building a school? Are you building a shul? Obviously, it's a completely different thing. Because if you're making a private house, you need a certain size bedrooms, and it needs a kitchen, and it needs a dining room, wherever else goes in the study thing. If you're building a school, they need a big hall, you need a classroom, and a corridor, and an office. It's a completely different ballgame. Depending on what the purpose of the building is, so the blueprint is prepared. And then the building is made according to the blueprint. So, Istakabarais Baraham means, since the whole purpose of the world was Torah, that was the whole tachlis of the world, that Torah should be lived and kept by Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Torah was the blueprint of the world, because the world is created for Torah, by Torah, with Torah, for Torah. You can't make the... What happens? He needs to get the plans from the architect, the builder. And according to the plans, he looks at the plans and says, right, here, there's a room here. Right, this go over there. Everything in the building, everything in the plan is reflected in the building. Everything, every little line, this means a staircase, this means a wall, this means a pillar, everything is there. Look at the plans, it's all reflected in final results, in the final product of the building. So the building is built according to the specifications of the plan. If not, then something's going wrong with the building. I left out this thing here. No, there's a pillar here, I left it out. I didn't bother with the foundations. Forget it, then the building's not going to be, won't last very long. And it definitely won't serve its purpose. Because I need to have this thing here and this thing there, and if it happens, it's not going to work. So, the world was created for the Kiyum HaTorah, and therefore, it's a Pi Torah. And therefore, there's nothing in the world which is not sourced in Torah. And that's the important thing. Every single thing that we see in the world, that happens in the world, every single person, his life, and anything that happens to him, any person ever exists and ever will exist, it's all in the Torah. Go and find it. Ah, that you need to be a person who's completely and totally immersed in Torah. And you think, They asked the Vilna Gaon, where's his name in the Torah? He said, he said this, where's your name in the Torah? So he said, Evan Shlema, Yerach, the person you can say to it. Evan is Eliyahu ben Shlema. Evan Shlema, Eliyahu ben Shlema. Right there. Every person's name, not only Israel, every person's life, and everything ever happens in his life, every little thing happening comes from the Torah. Why? Because the world was created from Torah, for Torah, from Torah. So therefore they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, before they went to the moon, are they going to see any life on the moon? There was a whole debate going on, yeah? In 1969, wasn't it? Yeah? What's going to, they're going to find life, will they find these green aliens or not? What's going to be there? What's going to be there? So Rav Moshe said, no. How do you know? So he said, because there's not a single mention anywhere in the Torah about life on the moon. Anywhere in the Torah, only Rav Moshe could say that, because he knew the whole fast and with the Torah and compass. So there's nothing anywhere. Finished. If it's not in the Torah, it's not there. It can't be there. But there's lots about the moon, lots about the moon, all the chodesh on the erech, exactly what, kiddush chodesh, lots there. But nothing, any life in the moon, it's not there. Nothing to speculate. Because anything in the world has to be in the Torah. And therefore, it's so wrong for people to say, yes, but now we're talking modern technology and all these things now, you know, where's that in the Torah? It was written 2,000 years ago, you know, where are you going to find that? And the answer is, it must be there somewhere. Go and find it and understand it. But it must be there, because nothing, no solution to anything in the world must be found in the Torah. And if a person's got a shy what to do, a problem in life, it's there in the Torah. It must, because your life and you and all the happenings in your life must be in the Torah. Therefore, Rabbosai, if a person comes along, and the Kosh Baruch Hu offers the Torah to the Goy, and they say, right, this is the Torah, Mark Sidbo. What's written there? Really, what's written there? That is the whole blueprint of creation. There's no way it could possibly contradict your life, if your whole life is meant, was written, planned, or according to in the Torah. So anything in your life has to be there in the Torah, and has to fit with the Torah, and has to be coordinated and synchronized with the Torah. And if it's not, then it's not there. So to ask a question, Mark Sivba, it's like a person who bites an appliance, and there's instructions to go to the appliance. He says, no, the instructions are rubbish. I'll use it the way I want to use it. You fool. You're going to ruin it. You can't use it for that. These instructions are tailor-made to tell you how to use this appliance. Klal Yisrael never had to ask Mark Sivba, because they understood, and they understood there can't be any contradiction between the Torah and my life. She's telling me, here's the Torah, keep it. Of course I'll keep it, because that's the whole purpose of life. It must fit with the Torah. So therefore, that's the secret of Naaseh V'Nishma. Klal Yisrael understood this point, that the world was created by Torah, for Torah, and therefore there can't possibly be any contradiction. So again, for Nakasha, you know, say, these instructions, I'm not sure whether they fit with this appliance. You're not sure if they fit with this appliance, then there's something wrong with you, not with the instructions on the appliance. The Goyim, not Shabbat, they didn't know the secret. They had their own idea for life. Goyim life, I want to enjoy the pleasures of life, I want to enjoy it, and must as well take from life what I want. Nothing to do with anybody else's plan, that's mine. Ah, that's what you want, the Mark Sivba. You've got your own idea, your own plan, and no purpose of life, then you've got a problem, because who said the Torah is going to stem with your purpose of life? Avadah, Mark Sivba. Leisirtzach, no, it doesn't go with me. I live with Leitzicha, I can't go. Leisignov doesn't go with me. Leisinov doesn't go with me. Therefore, the Goyim couldn't accept it, because they had there. And Yig understood that if the whole tachlis of life, of the world, creation, is for Torah, it must stem with Torah. It has to be. It can't be otherwise. And that's the secret. That's the secret, the Roz, Klal Yisrael understood. Something which Malachim, as the Pasuk says, that's a secret, because many people don't know that, and definitely don't live like that. And they try and fit their lives, Torah, into their lives as best as possible, and if not, then something has to give, and normally it's the Torah, not their life. But they even understood, but Mar Sinai, there's nothing to talk about. It's Naaseh V'Nishma, because this is the whole purpose. Now you've given me the blueprint, which was the purpose of the world. So obviously it's going to fit with my life. Naaseh V'Nishma. Moving over to Shemitah. Pasuk says, "V'kisoimro manoicha b'shana shviz." Torah says 6 years. Look, 7 years. Manoicha b'shana shviz. Askit time. How am I going to manage? Hayin lo nizra b'nesef to aseinu. We're not going to plant. We're going to gather. So what? Leave people their whole life was dependent on the crops. That's what they did. That's what they survived. Yeah, I think. So the Torah b'shviz says, "B'chosel lachem, don't worry. I will command the bracha to you." And the osa shatzua. In the 6th year, the Shleish HaShonim, 6, 7, 8, you'll be catered for. So famously, Lomen HaMelech went down, and the Rebbe Reb Zusha asked, V'chilo Yisoyimru, and if you will ask, then you'll get a brocha. And if you won't ask, you won't get a brocha. And if you won't ask me the questions, you won't get a bracha. Is the teretz? You won't ask. Of course you get the bracha. Why? Why won't you ask? Because you'll understand. If there's a mitzvah shmita in the Torah, that 6 years you grow and the seventh year you leave it fallow, and the world was created like Torah, it must be that the world was created to be able to survive like that, to exist like that. But on the contrary, that's how it has to be. It has to be 6 years you sow and reap, and the seventh year not. Why must it be? Because the world was created like Torah, and that's what it says in the Torah. So it must be that thing. So there's no questions. What's going to be? Because you don't understand the secret that the whole world was created by Torah. If you understand that, then how can you ask a question? Open the Torah, it says, 7 years Shemitah. So that's how the world's going to run. Because the world was created like that. Obviously, everything's going to work. Obviously, it's going to work, and Shemitah's going to provide for us. But if you're going to ask a question, it's not there. Even if it will be these people that don't understand this, they will come and say, oh, babe, what's going to be? How am I going to manage? Even so, I'll look after you, don't worry. And that's the inyan of Nasim and Nishma, specifically by Shmita. Shmita, that's where the Torah brings out this question. And the Shomer Shmita don't have this question. Why not? Because they fashkei Nasim and Nishma. Oisid Devoroi, Nishma Bechol Devoroi. They understand that everything, if it's in the Torah, then it's going to work. That is the type of faket, that is the chatchila. That's the smooth way the world's going to run. Because that's what it says in the Torah. You got questions? We're going more to have questions. Mark Simba. Who said this is going to fit with my life? That's because your life, because you've got a completely different purpose in life. I'm here to keep Torah. That's why the world was created. Not only me. The whole world is only here because. And that's why, Moshe said, they don't say Nasim and Ishma. The world's going to tell you before. Why? Because the whole tapas of the world is that you need to keep the Torah. If you don't see Nasim and Ishma, that means you've got your own purpose in life. Sorry, Serge Moshe. Sorry. Sorry, lads. You know, switching off now. That wasn't the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world was Amazalik and Torah, and that is why the world's created. Therefore, if you say now to this, you get the message, fine, we can go on. If not, there's no purpose. If people don't understand that. They're going, it's not for you, because you don't understand. Pardon? Yeah? So that's the point. So now, let's look at this Gemara. First, the question about why we're compared to an estrog, where the leaves come before the fruit. What a beautiful moshel. What's the purpose of leaves? What's the purpose of fruit? The fruit is the tachlis, yeah? The fruit. The sun grows on the tree, you want to have the fruit, not the leaves. But the leaves are there to protect the fruit whilst it's growing, to make sure there are insects and thorns, etc., to spoil the fruit, and then the fruit grows. But what's the tachlis? The tachlis, the purpose, is the fruit, not the leaf. Now, normally, the leaves are there, and then the fruit grows. Here, the fruit comes before the leaves. In other words, the tachlis, the purpose, is there first. Normally you have stage A, and then purpose, and then it culminates in this last stage. But here, you've got the last stage first. Hey, look, the fruit's there before the leaves. Interesting. That's exactly the point of Nasim and Ishma. Because the Torah, which is the tachlis of the world, was there before the world. The purpose, the tachlis, is there before the world. That's exactly the point here. It's not like the other things, because Ria and Harisha. There's an order of things. Here we're talking about things which the sole purpose of it was the Torah. That's the tachlis of the world, and yet that was first. Where do you have such a thing? Where you have the purpose already being there before the actual creation of the world. That's where you got this motion. And the Gemara at the end, when the Gemara says, he says, Tumas Yishorim Tamchem, what was Rava saying? Rava was saying, Rashi says it clearly. Rashi says, So machnu alav, says Rava, we relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelo yitanenu bedovar, he's not going to load upon us something, Shelo nuchal lamod boy. We knew he's not going to give us something which we can't handle, because the whole purpose of us being here is to keep the Torah. So it must be that we can handle it. So it wasn't saying, so now it's time to build the B'tochum relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, we understood that it has to be that way. We understood that it must be that that we must be able to keep the Torah, because that's the whole tachlis of the world. It can't be then that the Torah still has to do something which we can't keep, because we were created to be able to keep Torah. And therefore we must be that we can keep every single aspect of Torah. When people come along and say, no, too difficult for me, it's beyond me this, he's making a major mistake, because his whole tachlis, his being was created in order to keep Torah. So every challenge can be overcome with Torah, al pi Torah. So therefore, that's what the secret is, and that's what Rabban was saying. He was saying, not stam, I'm so much, I know for sure that any mitzvah given to me was, I can do it. Because I was created by Torah to keep Torah. And therefore I can do it. And now to Malachim, the final one, Malachim. So we've got Shemitah, Kravis HaMalachim. And Malach, why is a Malach called a Malach? Malach means Shlichus. Yishlach, Yaakov, Malachim. He sent messengers. A messenger. A malach is a shliach. Once the sun is done, he sends a malach to do that. Yeah. Now we have a klal. Rashi tells us in Vayera, Ein malach echad oiseh shlei shlichus. Well, why not? I'm supposed to send three malachim. One to heal Avraham, one to tell the story of the good news, one to throw the come on, can't be multitasked. Why can't be at the same time? If you're there anyway, to heal Avraham, why is it there? Tell the story. Davchom nocha malach especially. No, ein malach echad oiseh shlei shlichus. Why? Because a malach is created for his mission. He's tailor-made. That's what he's made. He's made to fulfill a certain mission. That's all he can do. That's all he was made for. It's therefore, each malach is made for a certain shlichus. That's his mission. And another malach has a different mission. Each one has got his own shlichus. Mela is not shy for malach to turn around and question whether he's capable of doing his mission. They say, I'll go and do this. Oh, for 1 second, Mark Simba. Am I capable of doing this? Because he was created for that. He was created for his mission. Every malach knows I must be able to do it. Because if I can't do it, it wouldn't be great. I wouldn't have got the job. I got the job because I was made created for the purpose of doing this mission. So is it possible to turn around and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not sure I can do this. You know, I'm a malach. I don't know. Am I capable of this? If that's why you personally, this malach, Mr. Rabbi Malach, whatever you want to call him, he was created for that purpose, so he must be able to do it. So Malach, therefore, understands, is Nasa Benishma. Is Oysa Dvaroi, Nishmaya Bekol Dvaroi. Because if he got the Shlichus to do, he got the instruction to do the mission, he must be able to do it. In the same way, as Klal Yisrael understood, if we were created for Torah, we must be able to keep the Torah. So it's all the same thing. So therefore, this passage is referring to Shemitah, Malachim and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael knew this secret, the Roz. So we don't have Nasim Nishma. Yeah, we not Stam, we decide we're Makabal, whether we understand it or not. People sometimes say Nasim Nishma, but yeah, we're very brave, we're going to jump into it, we take the risk, we're ready to do it, Nasim Nishma. Chas v'sholem. It's much deeper than that. The secret is that they understood that of course we can do it. We know we can do it because we were created for that purpose. Isn't that a different look, Bechana, what Nasim Nishma is? That's the Roz, the secret. For a person to come along and say, yeah, we say the Al-Sain, I don't know what's written in the Al-Sain. You know, that's a secret, that's not a secret. The secret is to understand, as the Torah, this is written in the Torah, and this is my life. No question, I can do it, I will do it. I don't need to ask silly questions, Mark Simba, because then you don't understand the whole purpose of life. We know the secret of the purpose of life. Bereshis. We've got a few more minutes.
Yeah.
I'll just finish off with, but this you can understand something else. There's another Gemara here, also Peichas. The Chazal say, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma, 600,000 Malachim came down and presented each member of Klal Yisrael with two crowns. Echad Knech Nasa, Echad Benishma. Yeah? One Malach per person. Right? Each Malach came down with a set of crowns. Reuben, Shimon, next Malach. Levi, next Malach, etc. Then, when Klal Yisrael, Rachmon and Son made the eagle, and the Pasuk says, by snatched Lubnei Yisrael's edge, it was the crowns were removed from them. The Chazal, double that amount, 1,200,000 malachim came down, uparkum, and removed the crowns. And the question is obvious. If 600,000 malachim could put the crowns, why do you need 1,200,000 malachim, double that number, to remove the crown? What's the problem? You made a big jump, right? You put crowns and take them off. So why do you need double the amount of malachim? So Hashem is only free there. That. A malach is going to do one mission. Every mission is tailor-made, and it's got to be one shlichus. Yeah, like we said, Avraham, it's a different shlichus. To heal Sarah, to tell Sarah, and to heal Avraham, two different shlichus. Malach. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma, in other words, their life and their living and their acting was perfectly synchronized with the Torah. It's one. The Nasa Benishma is one. It's a set. It's a set of crowns. So a set. Taking a set of crowns, that's the job for one malach. he's taking a set. Yeah? So therefore, each malach is going to have a set. We cloud is all about the eagle never, which means they veered from the true path. And suddenly, Chmona Litzlon, they've got their own ideas. Yeah, we've got about eagle, yeah? Own ideas how to, what they want to do. Yom Yishra Rabbeinu Nishma Rabbeinu are doing their own thing. Ah, then suddenly there's this big split between the Nasa and the Nishma. There's one thing Nishma the Torah says, and this is what I want to do. If it's split, then it's not one set of crowns anymore. It's two different crowns. If it's two different crowns, then already each Malach has got one Shliach. You've got to move the Nishma crown, which is not attached. It's unfortunately detached from the Nasa crown. So one Malach does the Nasa, takes off the Nasa, and the Nishma doesn't come with. So you need another Malach for the Nishma. So you need a double amount of Malachim to remove the crowns, more than the ones that Chassidim would put the crown. And the crown of Nasa and the Nishma was one that was totally, completely joined, connected, the Nasa and the Nishma. We understand this Ros, and it's one, and therefore it was one Malach put on both set of crowns together. Good Yom. Good.